Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Mary, I'd like to start with you. What is in your main platform in seeking 4 more years as mayor of Quesnel?
Okay, well, as a community that's in transition, my vision is to continue on the path that we're doing. We have been extremely active working with industry, working with all levels of government and First Nations to find as much diversification as we can. And we've had a very exciting 3 years. And I certainly can talk later about that. But for me, it's consistency. It's building on what we already have. And I think we have a great community. We're going to have some challenges. But during those challenges, the community will come together, and they will. We've seen them do that before. We've already lost 2 mills, and we were very resilient when we did that. We know the face of forestry is changing. We're not kidding ourselves. But we're also a community that is investing in infrastructure to have people come to our community and want to come here. And certainly with West Fraser, with their head office and many others, they want to be here. They love the small community effect.
So let's talk a little bit about that downturn in the forest industry. And Bob Simpson, I'll get to you in just a moment. What will you do to move Quesnel forward despite the slowdown in the forest industry?
Well, I think it's really important that you recognize what we already have in the community, and we're already looking to expand on our airport. Economic development has worked with the farm because agriculture is another piece, as well as our tourism. And, you know, with the expansion of the airport, we're able to look at the resource sector, which some businesses have already asked us. They're really interested in flying in here. I think it's really important to note, though, that for forestry, you know, and the annual allowable cut, we're really unsure, and we hope that we'll have that message out and by 2016. And I understand by talking to the ministry the other day that at least they will have the inventory done. But in fairness to local government, this lies with the province. So all we can do is remain as active and positive as we can. And it's not our job to be telling the provincial government what to do. They need to hear from us that we want to remain as sustainable as we can. And working together, I believe we can do that.
It sounds like a good moment to break in and bring Bob Simpson into the conversation. Bob, why do you believe it's time for a change of leadership?
Well, for 15 years, we've known that this time was going to come, that we were going to see a dramatic reduction in the annual allowable cut. And quite frankly, the reason that I'm running is that we've lacked the kind of proactive and inclusive leadership that we need to take us through the transition. The mayor admitted publicly she was caught off guard by the Canfor mill closure, and yet that shouldn't have been the case. The only thing that we weren't sure about was which company was going to close their mill. But I had tabled documents in the legislature which said within 18 months we should expect a mill closure in Quesnel. So we've had the opportunity to plan. The mayor talks about the airport expansion. Well, last night at the council meeting, they passed a motion to put money to do a business plan to look at airport expansion. So we're already in the transition, and yet we don't have plans in place to get us through the transition. So what I would like to bring is a more proactive, inclusive leadership that does the risk management assessments, that works with industry to say, okay, where are our vulnerabilities? What mills may close sooner rather than later? What does that mean in terms of the city's industrial tax base? What then does that mean in terms of the risks to the city for maintaining our current infrastructure levels and our current programs? What can we expect in the way of job losses, and start to plan that transition much more proactively?
What do you think about that, Mary Schustrom? Do you feel like you are already doing that as mayor?
I do. There's a lot that has already been done. We've already ran scenarios if we were to lose a pulp mill, if we were to lose another mill. And I want to clarify Bob's indication about me being surprised with Canfor. I've got to tell you that we weren't surprised, and we know that we would have another mill. The timing is what I was surprised of. And higher up in Canfor locally and other people were surprised. Speaking to the minister, there was some surprise. So the surprise was not that the mill was closing. It was around the timing, and it was due to a timber swap. That company in the last 3 months made over $4 million. This was not a company that was in trouble. It was a company that chose to make a timber swap, and that's exactly what they did. So I think we need to be sure of that. You don't have a mayor here that's not plugged in. And I might not have a lot of forest policy at the end of my fingertips, but I do know my community. And I just wanted to clarify, and I believe that this community is doing a lot of things. We have two plans already for our airport, and what we've been able to do is we've been able to receive some funds through the Caribou Chilcotin Beetle Action Plan, which is for communities that are affected with pine beetles. So the airport, bringing those two plans together and looking at another one as to how we can work with this new avenue. And, you know, as local government, you are dealing with thousands of things, not just one item. And it is, as much as we're very forest dependent, it is not all about forestry. It's about other investments and having a community that has infrastructure that people want to come and live and invest in. And that's what we're doing with building our new arena.
Let's talk about another issue then, and I'll break in and remind listeners that I'm speaking to Mary Schustrom and Bob Simpson, the two who are running for mayor of Quesnel. Bob, I'm going to give the next question to you first, and it's the issue of land stability in West Quesnel. Homes are slowly slipping as the land erodes there. How would you tackle this problem as mayor?
Well, I think the city has done a good job on the first phase of trying to stabilize that land slippage with the wells they've put in and with some of the water draining systems that they have over there. The question now is how to secure federal and provincial funding to continue that dewatering program. And the current budget in the city is only budgeting for the city's contribution to that at about $275,000 a year straight hit to the taxpayer. Mm. The actual project will require millions of dollars to be completed. So the first order of business will be, and there's going to be programs made available shortly here, the first order of business will be to secure that federal and provincial funding to limit the hit on the local taxpayer to get that dewatering continued. And then the second phase of it is a phase that hasn't been addressed, and that is to help the householders who already have had significant damage to their homes. Their homes are effectively irreparable, and those householders need to have some assistance through the provincial emergency program to get the kind of cash that they need in order to be able to either move or relocate.
So, Mary, we heard from Bob two prongs there. One is securing money from the province and the federal government. The other is homeowner assistance. What would you do in regards to stability of the land in West Quesnel?
Well, I've been involved in this since day one, being on council prior to being mayor, and we have actually, Bob is correct, we've been very proactive. What we set out in the beginning was a $12.7 million project, and we were encouraged to break it up into three phases. So the first phase is completed, and that was with the dewatering, and we see that it is definitely working. It has not stopped, and it never will, but it slowed down considerably in the amount of millimeters that the land is moving per year. So now we have, and before we could go out and get any more money, the city actually has invested $4.4 million in this project thus far, and we're not out of the woods yet. So what we were told was you have to get your data. We've done that, and now we actually are preparing a formal application. We did put in a written proposal that we were asked to do with the federal government because there happened to be some surplus for 2014, but we're putting in an application to the Build Canada. And that will be what we call a 3P. It'll be the federal government and the provincial government, as well as the city of Quesnel, and we're hoping to be successful with that. We did meet, council and myself met with the ministers at UBCM and brought them up to date. They asked for a more formal meeting with our staff and with our engineers, and they'll do that. So I'm confident that we will get the next stage of funding because we've followed everything, the rules that we were according to. And I absolutely agree. Phase three, and I wish it couldn't be phase three, but working with the engineers and the architects that we have, you know, the people that we have actually worked with said that we needed to stabilize this before we could address the issue of the homes. And it certainly is very sad. The assessments have gone down, and some folks, that's their entire investment, and we need to secure some funding, and what that's going to look like, I don't know, but I'm certainly going to lobby hard to make sure that we get some funding for those folks.